Today on Gardening in a Minute, sooty mold. Plants can be bothered by a number of pests and diseases. Before you can treat your plant, you have to figure out what ails it. A black velvety coating on the leaves of your plants might be sooty mold. Although it's unattractive, sooty mold usually won't cause long-term damage. The mold is actually caused by sucking insects, like scale and aphids, which feed on plant juices and then excrete a substance called honeydew that falls on the leaves below. This sticky liquid is an ideal medium for the growth of sooty mold. The only way to get rid of the sooty mold is to get rid of the insects. Try using a horticultural oil or insecticidal soap, since these products are effective but less toxic to other animals and plants. For more information about sooty mold, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida's native orchids. Florida's ghost orchid is well known among plant lovers, but it's just one of the state's 99 native orchid species. Although less eye-catching than commercially grown tropical orchids, some native orchids can provide an interesting element to your garden. The Florida butterfly orchid is the showiest of the natives, producing small but pretty flowers. The night-scented epidendrum is grown for its fragrant flowers. The spider orchid produces a spike covered with small, white, spider-like flowers. It can be difficult to grow from seed, but once established, it's one of the easiest terrestrial orchids to grow. If you're interested in native orchids, be sure to buy plants from a reputable source and never collect them from the wild. Many species, like the ghost orchid, are threatened or endangered. For more information about native orchids, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, organic fertilizer. Organic fertilizer can be a great way to give your plants the nutrients they need to grow and thrive. They're made from plant and animal resources and sold as manures, meals, emulsions, and compost. Composted manures can be purchased at garden centers. Choose commonly available horse, cow, chicken, or mushroom manure, all rich in nutrients your plants will love. Organic fertilizers release nutrients very slowly, lessening the chance that you'll burn your plants and reducing the risk of water pollution with proper application. Calculate and apply the correct amount of fertilizer to avoid losing nutrients, and remember not to overwater. Incorporate organic fertilizers into the soil before planting vegetables, flowers, and other plants for an amazing show. For more information about organic fertilizer, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, saving energy in the landscape. Summers in Florida are inevitably hot, but it may surprise you to learn that your landscape can affect the temperature of your home. With careful planning and design, you too can go green and create an energy-saving landscape. Pay attention to which walls and windows in your house get the most light. Planting trees and other shade-giving plants near these areas can lower the temperature in your house dramatically, reducing the amount of money you spend to keep it cool in the summer. In general, small or medium-sized trees work best for shading the walls of your house. Trees that are taller than about 30 feet when mature should be planted further from the house to prevent limbs from overhanging your roof, a potential safety hazard during hurricanes and other storms. For more information about saving energy in the landscape, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pineapples. Most people are familiar with the pineapple and its juicy fruit, but did you know that you can grow pineapples here in Florida? Pineapples are a type of tropical plant called a bromeliad, and they do best in areas that have consistently warm temperatures and are protected from freezing. You can start your own pineapple plant by saving the top section of a store-bought pineapple. Remove any excess fruit and peel off a few of the lower leaves, exposing the preformed roots. Plant the pineapple top 3 to 4 inches deep in a container with good potting soil. It'll take 18 to 32 months for your plant to produce a mature fruit. When it smells ripe and the peel has changed from green to golden brown, it's ready to eat. For more information about pineapples, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.